Shalom, everybody. It's Tinas L'Shem Shemayim that people are sitting and getting together to be betakis eitzah about the future. Baruch Hashem, we get a lot in yeshiva, and as people move out, there's an inyan to try and understand how we take with ourselves the inyanim that we learned in yeshiva and apply it correctly to the world around. The inyan of which I was asked to speak about particularly is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah obviously forms the crux of a yeshiva b'chas ruchnius. In many ways, in terms of content, it still will remain that most central part of a person's life. But in terms of the hours and in terms of the time spent on it, the terms of what to put a stress on and an emphasis on is going to be very, very different. Let's start with a pasuk. It says in Parshas Dvarim, which is the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Eibishas Torah said by Moshe. And it's a bridge between Torah that's called Kulam Yisinai and Torah that's coming down Nevuah, and Torah that eventually will become Torah Shebaal Peh. The pasuk says, "Hoil Moshe bears divrei haTorah zeis leimar, ve'ever hayarden ve'eretz moyav, hoil Moshe bears haTorah zeis leimar." So there was a certain place. It was not the Midbar anymore, quite, not Eretz Yisrael yet, not the full Eretz Yisrael. Ever hayarden has different halachas. It was a makom that was a bridge between the two worlds, between the Hanhaga of Midbar, Dardea, Maimar Sinai, and Eretz Yisrael with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Vosavtes Ganecha. This was the place where Moshe began Be'er Satera Zois. So Rashi says Be'er Satera B'Shivim Loshen Pirsholhem. He explained it to them in Shivim Loshen. Now, that's clear that what was needed was not a dictionary. He was not coming and doing a sort of a first version of art scroll. He was explaining Torah and giving over Torah in how it should express itself in Shivim Lashon. So the Torah is the same, the content is the same, but sometimes in order to preserve the content, you do need to use a bit of a different translation. In other words, The type of literal language used to describe some Lashon Kodesh might have to be different in a different Lashon. And by having the literal Lashon slightly different, you now have the true meaning of the word. Just like Targum Onkelos will many times translate the word literally, but Lemaisa, he will change literal meanings in order to give you the pirish in Aramis. So Betzim, this is a tekufa where we are taking the Torah and chasming it over to try to understand what is the translation of it. How does it misparish with the tekufas that will be going onward? Now, this obviously calls for very individual interpretations, because tachlis, every person is different. In a yeshiva setting, where everybody is sitting on a Torah Bal Avoda, it's easier to find a common seder that more or less serves everybody. But where life takes you, how life takes you, between your work, your family, your society, everything, is going to be very different. But we'll try to sketch some points that I think are of extremely important for everyone as a klal, and each person will find the prat himself. The first thing I would like to focus on is the structure of the Torah that we're going to be learning now, and what is its surah. In a yeshiva, the tsura and the structure is Vagisa bo yom v'layla. That's what it is. Sit and learn yom v'layla as much as your ability is, but there's no other ifs, ands, and buts. Here, there's a new tsura of Torah. It says in Medrash Tilum, this is in the first Mizmer, it's on the Pasuk, Ki im b'Torah Hashem cheftzei. So Chazal start by darshaning the Pasuk, Hoy kol tzomei l'chula mayim. And it begins to compare Torah to mayim, and has many, many different nekudas in which Torah is compared to mayim. Here it says, Maha mayim yordan tipin tipin, v'nasu necholim. Just like water comes down, drops, drops, and then it becomes a nachol. Kach divrei Torah, odom loymid halacha achas hayoyim, v'alacha achas lemocha, ad shenase kimayon noveya. So it starts with tipin tipin, and it's mitzarif until it becomes a mayon noveya. In other words, the individual units that make up Torah are tipin, and yet those tipin are mitzarif to a nachal. This is probably one of the greatest shinuyim that you're going to experience. If a person is sitting and learning about smada, it's not tipin tipin. It is a river. A person sits down, a first seder, it's 4 hours of learning. Sits down, second seder, it's a few hours of learning. Night seder, it never comes in small drops. So we appreciate a 4 hour seder. We appreciate 5 hours, but small pieces, we may lack in this appreciation. And that's one of the biggest mistakes you could make, because you will rarely have the chance for real lengthy start. But you will have many opportunities for tipin tipin. And it is the nature of Torah that when you have tipin tipin, those tipin are mitzarif to and become a nachal. The problem is, if you mazal's in one tipa, the nachal's not missing. But if you learn to be a mazal's in tipin tipin, then there'll be no nachal. It's like voting. If one person doesn't vote, it does not make the difference. But if everyone makes the same cheshbon, then nobody will vote. If the mazal's in 5 minutes of learning or 10 minutes of learning, then any 1 5 minutes you miss, it's hard to say that it's missing in the Tzur Glolus. But that type of attitude means basically you have nothing. So the first shinui is Torah will now come in tipin tipin. It still means that you could have a nachal, but it's a nachal that's born of a tziruf of tipin rather than just a visual tipin. I think it will also require a shinui in something of in choosing the inyanim that we're going to learn. Let's speak a little bit more about Klolius and then back to this point. When asked what to learn, so obviously, again, there's a lot of individual pieces, but the pieces that are a must for everybody is, first of all, halacha. Every single person must know halachas so that minimally he knows what to ask, what not to ask. Person understands, a person needs to have at least a sense of where the halacha is. And it certainly is appropriate that a Ben Torah should be able to deal with simple questions without anything. That's obvious. The second part of it is that a person needs to have an ongoing limud, we'll call it musa, inspiration of some sort. In other words, a limud that will give him the sense of it's something that will keep stimulating him to be Eved Hashem, and different people, different sfar. So those are two limudim that are more necessary. It's even before we get to Talmud Torah itself, these are two things you must have. There's something like being Mavisedra, hopefully if you learn Halacha and Musa, you know that it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara, and Musa will teach you you're supposed to do what it says. So I'm not coming to add to that. But so those are things that a person must learn in order to know. But the real din of Talmud Torah in its the core of Talmud Torah is lasso pedirisar. It's not just to learn things that you need, such as halacha and musa. Women also need to know halacha and need to know musa. That's the heta that we have for teaching women anything that's relevant to lamaisa and anything that is mashpia on a person with tov. Everyone's required to do. But the etzem esek haTorah requires engaging in limud haTorah in a way that a person is oimed on the formation of the halacha, the where the makor is, limud, how the Gemara learns it, and so on. Some areas of Torah are not given to learning tipin tipin. The sugyas and yevamos are not going to work tipin tipin. You can't divide it, or at least I don't know of anyone that can divide it in a way that a person can get involved in those sugyas. And basically a person is kamari asking for failure. But there are many, many halakim of Torah that a person can learn in ways that are smaller units, bite-sized pieces, that if once a week he has time for a longer Seder, and he can look at small pieces and put together a sugya. There is no chelik of Torah that's more important than the other chelik of Torah. Yevamos is not more important than Megillah. There are inyanim that are more appropriate for different kufis in life. When a person is young, full of kayak, and has the time to learn, that's a time to cut his teeth on Yevamos. When a person is busier, has less time, more tarot, older, so there are other sugyas. But Aruch Chaim is full of sugyas. Magen Avraham wrote a sefer on Aruch Chaim, and it is one of the great sefarim. The Mishnah Brura is a work of great iyun. Bir Halacha, there's a lot of lamdas there. There's hamak in the sugya, being makif in yarim, doesn't need anybody's haskama that's being a sefer iyun. And it's on Aruch Chaim. The mile of Aruch Chaim is it allows for bite-sized pieces. And that's why it's a sefer that it's something that people can learn, whether it's Aruch Chaim, whether it's Moed, people have particular masechtas they know already. But the point is, understand that the tipin-tipin that's mitzarif to a nachal, you have to be able to have really, you have to be able to break it down to units that are learnable small time. And there are plenty. I know there are all sorts of chaburas, I think a shifty and so on, where they're able to take smaller sugyas and be able to break it down to pieces. So the first part is to find the tipin tipin. The second part is to be mitzarefe to a nachal. In other words, let a person look at it as a bigger picture. I'm finishing these simonim. Let the person pick the inyan, mukta. I'm going to do mukta. Let's break it down to the pieces, but the pieces should have to mukta, which means at the end of the process, I should feel like comfortably know the inyan. I wrote it up, I made summaries, I typed it up, it's there. This sense of being mitzarev to a nachal will allow a person to feel that he's not engaged in tipin, but he's engaged in nachal, rightfully so. Part of that picture of being mitzarev things to nachal is the chazal about kavati itim matayra. When a person comes to Yom HaDin, famous Gemara, he's going to be asked kavati itim matayra. I have a small horror on that. L'chura, l'mashal, if we're going to, if the 120, one of the questions will be obviously tztaka. And they will take out the books and find how much tztaka I gave and what type of attitude and kavana and how much besiris nefesh and so on. they're not really going to ask me, was I kaver itim to see aniyim? Yes, maaser money is an important element of tzedakah, but at the end of the day, it's how much tzedakah you did. So, I mean, why don't we say this person learned 1 million hours his life, this person learned 800,000 hours his life? Why, if he was kaver itim l'Torah, does he get some sort of precedence over the other person? Why is he more chashuv? The answer is because kviyas is more than just an insurance that you'll do it. It's not good advice only that a person kviyah. It's simply the it's something which basically describes the essence of the person. Lamashal, let's give an example. I have two businessmen. One person's business is trading of some sort, selling, buying stuff. He occasionally likes to go for a golf game. So let's say there's a steerer. He has an important deal coming up and a golf game. Obviously, he's going to do an important deal and push off the golf game. That's the because he's engaged in buying and selling, and golf game is recreation. The second person sells golf equipment, and golfing is how he shows off the equipment and how he gets his business. He also does investments on the side, and money that he's made, he invests. Now he has a tarot disaster between the golfing and a meeting with his broker. He's obviously going to go to the golfing because that's his main business, and the investments is a side part of his business. When he, whatever capital he makes through the golfing, he's going to sit with the investor. So the kvius versus the aroi determines a lot about the person. Being kveh itim l'teira, first of all, makes a statement about yourself. Just like nobody would think of not davening on a day when he has a lot of hectic businesses going on. He might daven quicker, might go to quicker minyan, that yes, but he's not going to not daven. So the same thing is true if a person is kveh itim l'teira. It gives it a certain ponym of kvius, which is something that describes the person. But besides that, it helps put the learning together as a nachal. If it's random pieces, then a piece here, a piece there, a piece somewhere else, and that's that. But when a person does things with kvius, then it puts together the pieces, and the pieces come together as a the pieces come together as a nachal. I want to add one more change to be aware of. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the beginning of Azov, the Gemara brings the shaila whether Rabbeinu HaKadosh held Azov as Kenes Kesef, Kesef Kenes Azov, and they told him that Beyal Dusach, you said that the Kesef is Kenes Azov, and now you say Azov is Kenes Kesef. So it refers to Rabbeinu HaKadosh Beyal Dusay and Bezik Nusay. Duscha Bezik Nuscha. Reb Shimon his son asked him. Now, Yaldus Rabbeinu HaKadosh that the Gemara is referring to is not the way we'd say Yaldus about ourselves. Chas v'shalom. For us, Yaldus is a silly time where we don't know much, don't understand much. People would say over the things from the Yaldus, either a person was a big goy and it was becham to something Yaldusay, or it's something very cute that a child said. It has all mashmos. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the pshat of Yaldus and Ziknus means these are two different tkufas, and each tkufa has its Torah, and each way of hearing something. If the shayla of the Zov is called the Kesef, Kesef is Zov, meaning which is the Peirah and which is the Tivit, has to do a lot with a certain perspective in the hair. There's a lot to be said about it over there, that's not in Yaneinu exactly. But the point I want to make is there's a difference between Yaldus and Ziknus in a person's temperament, in a person's perspective, and which Chachma is he misanig on. A child likes something that's, a young person, I should say, likes something that's Charif. And that's why we also call it Mechorpe. It's something which is, he likes sharp, bombastic, extremely deep. That's the nature of young people. And that's the Metzius. And therefore, if they get very, you know, they get carried away and get, and they like the storm and so on and so forth. As a person gets older and more settled, a person likes to have pshuto shel mikra, person wants to understand things in a very solid way, wants to be able to put things together in a way that he feels it's solid, it's grounded, that's the way it is. This is also the reason why mesechtas tend to change. There's mesechtas that go extremely well in yeshivas, and mesechtas that go extremely well in kailim. And there's a reason, because there's a change in a person. As a person goes off into the olam ha-maisa, and he changes in terms of perspective, in terms of what life, there will be a change in chalkei Torah that a person will be more mesechtas to. It is a very big transition, and remembering that Talmud Torah is the ikar, no matter where, is very important. But how that Talmud Torah is done, understanding that the way in which the Talmud Torah is realized, the fact that it's much choppier, the fact that you have to value 5 and 10 minutes starim and hours starim, the fact that you need to look for each tipa and make a chashuv. You need to be mitzar of tipis. You need to be able to put the Torah together in a way that it seems concrete and real, and not milibalma svaris ba'tanya. It just, that's the nature of it. Planning it and thinking it through takes a lot of work and a lot of help from a Rebbe. You also need to take into account that there will be trial and error. When people try something 2-3 times, and it doesn't work or it messes up, they tend to become very miyuish. If a person knows a chatchila, there's going to be a trial period. It's like when you put out a new plane or a new car, you spend a year, 2-3 testing it. And you expect there to be flaws, and you're hopeful that these flaws will come, that these flaws, you'll find those flaws and fix it. It's the same thing. There will be a tkufa when you'll realize this is not enough, this is too much, this doesn't work for this, it doesn't work for that reason. Bezus Hashem, the Torah is ke'ech tasal palgimayim, it's rooted in the same place, and Torah comes from one place, and for us, that's the core of our mitzias. But how we hold on to the Torah, the structure, schedule, type of learning, everything like that, that is the avod of each tkufa. And Bezus Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give the chachma and the das to everybody to make those determinations and to find the tipis that will turn into the nachal of Torah. And Bezus Hashem, everybody will be zeicha to the nachal that someday will feed into the molar etzdeya kamayim liyam chasim. That's lachat.